politics, pop culture, and a whole bunch of other things that start with the letter P.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Who knew that optimism could sound so sarcastic?
Hey, 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 welcome in. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast. My name is Mark Harvard. Thanks for joining this week on the podcast. Once again, thanks to our sponsors. We've got some great ones. Birmingham Christian Family Magazine. They are your source for all things Christian and family-oriented in the Birmingham, Alabama area. Also, Excalibur Service Company. Don't be uncomfortable in your house. Give them a call, 205-718-8688. 205-718-8688. And all things new counseling services. It's all things new. counselingservices.com. Don't try to do this alone. Life is tough. Sometimes you need a little bit of help. All things new counseling services can be there to help you. In fact, we're going to talk to Sharman Rutherford in just a little bit. All Things New's got some cool stuff going on, and we're going to talk to them about some exciting news that they've got in their business and the ramifications it's going to have for most of the state of Alabama. It's really, really cool. Also, today we're going to talk a little bit about, I've got this list that I can't wait to get into. It's the unintentionally hilarious Christian pickup lines. Also, we've got an AI that started writing its own language. And we can all agree this is going to be horrible, right? This is one of the signs of the apocalypse, I'm pretty sure. But in the meantime, I'm a little hoarse right now, and it's because my wife and I were out way too late. Garth Brooks was in town, and you heard, Stephanie Blum and I talked about this a few weeks ago on the podcast. We talked about Garth Brooks coming to town. My wife, she'd gotten tickets. We weren't planning on going. We really weren't. And she was in a coffee shop when the tickets went on sale. Everybody started getting excited. Her overwhelming sense of FOMO kicked in, and suddenly we've got field seats to go see Garth Brooks. Amazing concert. This guy is 60 years old. He played for 2.5 hours and never slowed down. Oh my goodness. He was so good. I will say, just, this was the first concert in Protective Life Stadium, in Protective Stadium in downtown Birmingham. And while the stadium had all of their stuff together, I mean, the lines moved smoothly, the flow of foot traffic was great, everything was thought out. The uptown Birmingham area, it was a learning experience for them. We waited 45 minutes for some pizza. And we ended up being told, oh yeah, by the time you've actually ordered, it's going to be 2 hours before you get your stuff. We're like, nope, that's past the beginning of the concert. We're out. Ended up having some barbecue nachos at the stadium. It was good. Those were quite good. But yeah, the uptown Birmingham area has got some things to do. And that's because they're not used to that. That was 50,000 people dumped into the middle of downtown Birmingham. And the restaurants just aren't used to that kind of volume. In the past, so far in the stadium, they've had those minor league football games that are just absolutely not selling out at all. So it's just, they're not used to that amount of people. So learning experience. I feel like it's going to get better as it goes on. But in the meantime, man, Protective Stadium, they did a fantastic job constructing that, thinking it through, and Garth Brooks was so good. Oh, he's just like an absolute, bucket list thing for me, and he did not disappoint. It was fantastic. I had a great time. Jenny had a fantastic time. Can't stop saying good things about that. So yeah, fantastic. Birmingham has got some work to do, but Garth is a class act. And they were also like recording audio and video for a live concert project. So we may get to see scenes of it, down the road, which will be nice. That'll be cool. Jenny and I can point to it and say, we were there. Yay. But that being said, I'm a little hoarse because I also sang for 2.5 hours along with almost every word. And then got up and went to church and, work and all that. And so, yeah, forgive a little any scratchiness you might pick up when it comes to my voice tonight. Check this out. I found this on the web, and it's kind of, I guess, worrying me a bit. If you're a programmer, You may be familiar with DALL-E. It's a popular artificial intelligence tool that can turn words into images. And it's a helpful AI for certain web needs. But in a move, absolutely nobody except anyone who has ever seen a single movie could have seen coming, this AI apparently is developing a mind of its own. And that mind is creating a language. Yeah, this comes from a PhD student, Giannis Daris. She shared some examples of DALL-E's new vocabulary. There's a word that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it appears to mean birds. And then, you know, different words for bugs. And according to Daris, if you plug the strange language back into DALL-E, it can generate the corresponding images. In other words, it's creating its own language that it understands. They say we've discovered that this produced text is not random, but rather reveals a hidden vocabulary that the model seems to have developed internally. If that's true, it's fascinating and, you know, maybe a little scary because, you know, I think the next step is reproduction at the digital level. And pretty soon we're just dealing with the Antichrist, right? Or an early version of the Terminator movies. So, yay! What good can come from this? I mean, I get the reason you want to do AI because, you know, it makes things easier. I mean, on a lower level, I mean, there are all kinds of artificial intelligence that are built into programs I use every day, Final Cut, Audition, that sort of stuff. And I appreciate the fact that it makes common tasks easier. But at the same time, when it's at a level, when it's able to do stuff like this, you pull the plug. Because these things don't get tired. They don't need a break. They don't get distracted. They just go. And I mean, I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know this is not good, gang. I'm joking for the most part. I mean, I'm not really an alarmist in that sort of sense. But seriously, in all seriousness, I think you really do need to keep an eye on this. Because what's the next thing? This was not planned. This was not a planned development. And so, therefore, what's next? I mean, the door is cracked a little bit, and we've got to kind of start looking into this and seeing what's actually going to happen, right? I'm just a little concerned. There you go. Hey, stick around. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk to Charmin Rutherford. Charmin Rutherford is the principal at All Things New Counseling Services. That's allthingsnewcounselingservices.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about some interesting developments they have with their practice. But also, we're going to talk about how you know when you need to talk to somebody. And I'm a big believer that you can be a Christian and also go see a counselor. And, you know, Sherman's a Christian counselor, so that actually helps out with that. But I've known Sherman for a number of years. I would suggest her to anybody that needs to talk to someone. And we're going to hear a lot about that in the next segment. So stick around for that. Charmin Rutherford with All Things New Counseling Services up next right here on the Mark Harvard Podcast. Stick around.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
I can't tell you how thrilled we are to continue our relationship with Excalibur Service Company. They are the people that I use in my house, and they're who I suggest you use in your house for all your home needs. Air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning, indoor air quality checks. These are the guys that can take care of it. They also offer emergency plumbing service because, you know, plumbing doesn't break in the middle of a Saturday afternoon. No, it always happens in the middle of the night or when you least need it to be breaking. They're the folks you call. Like I said, they're who I trust my family is to, and they're who you should trust as well. It's Excalibur Services. Give them a call, 205-352-4160. It's 205-352-4160, or you can find them online, ExcaliburService.com, and tell them you heard about them right here on the Mark Harvard Podcast.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and online at MarkHarvardCreative.com. The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Hey, 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 we are back. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm glad that we're here this week, and I'm also glad that we have got Sharman Rutherford with us. Now, Sharman is with All Things New Counseling Services, and they've got a new exciting announcement to be making, right, Sharman?
I do have an exciting announcement. Commencing on June 1st, we transitioned over to virtual only sessions. So now, rather than having to come into the office, clients are able to have the help of a mental health professional from the convenience of their own home. So no matter where they're located in the state of Alabama, they are able to receive counseling services just with the touch of a link.
So this really does open up a whole lot of convenience for folks maybe that are having they're going through a time in their life, they need to talk to somebody, but, you know, they're in Huntsville. They're not in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
So they're in Huntsville, they're in Mobile, they're in Montgomery. But this allows you to really give them some really, really good support and really good help. On the convenience of their phone, their computer, their iPad or tablet or whatever like that through telehealth, right?
Right. And it's exactly the same services that they would receive if they were coming into an office setting. So it's not a short step of therapy. It is the exact same services. It's just that they will be obtaining them virtually rather than in person.
They can sit on their own couch.
Yeah, they can. They can sit on their own couch under their blanket, or they can sit, you know, in their chair or on their front porch. So I'm really excited to be able to offer this. The other girl who is in with me, her name is Shalina Green, and she is also doing telehealth services. So we've got a range of situations that we deal with, and you can find out more information on our website at www.allthingsnewcounselingservices.com.
Well, that was my next question, was how they get in touch with you. So how does someone know that they need to talk to somebody? What are some warning signs that might be needed?
If they are having impediment in their daily life, like if something is bothering them, if there's depression, if there's anxiety, if there's substance abuse or addiction, anything that's causing them to struggle in their daily life, sometimes their loved ones might notice it before they do. Mm-hmm. Loved ones might notice that they're anxious, or that they seem more stressed out, or that they're more easily agitated or something like that. So there are all kinds of signs and symptoms, but usually when something is impacting your daily life, or you are obsessively thinking about things and can't get the negative off of your mind, that is usually a sign that you need to reach out for help.
Sharman, what kind of things are you seeing these days? I know we're kind of in this one of these seasons in society where we're going through a lot of stuff that just has not happened before. So are you seeing any trends?
There is so much anxiety out there right now. And I think some of it is residual from COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of our college age students, that's what we've been seeing with our college students. Also a lot of eating disorders. And I don't know if that is because people are more aware of eating disorders and what that entails, and they're just reaching out for help. I don't know if people are talking about it more, but we are seeing an increase in eating disorders, and then also a lot of addiction increase mm-hmm. with substance abuse and addiction. So, and I think that's relevant to the times that we're in. Like you said, everybody's trying to navigate and do the best they can. So for a lot of people, that can be a struggle right now.
So if you need to talk to someone, Sharman and All Things New Counseling Services, that's who you need to call. Once again, let's give us that website for people to reach out to.
It is www.allthingsnewcounselingservices.com.
All right. All things new counseling services, I've known Charmin for a number of years at this point, and she's who I suggest my friends talk to, and if someone's asking about something like this, I refer to Charmin. I would say that even if they were not partners with the podcast. I've known Charmin. I know she's good. She's what I would call good people. And so that's where I'll go to. But we are happy to have you as a partner with the podcast, Charmin, and happy to have All Things New on board with us. Hey, stick around. More coming up. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast. Don't go anywhere.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.
You know, life is not always easy to navigate, and that's where our friends at All Things New Counseling Services, that's where they step in. They're going to help you get through some tough times. This time of year, people are looking at themselves. They're starting to think about all the things that they want to have a little different, and sometimes that goes hand in hand with some depression, some anxiety, some stress. The gang over at All Things New Counseling Services can help you out with that. Charmin and her team have an area of expertise that includes bipolar disorder, depression, eating disorders, substance abuse, PTSD, and trauma. And guess what? They also do telehealth. So no matter where you are, you've got someone who's there to listen and help you through some of those low times in life. Go ahead, check them out online, allthingsnewcounselingservices.com, and tell them that you heard about them right here on the Mark Harvard Podcast. Summer's here, and it is time to update that summer wardrobe with some merch from the Mark Harvard Podcast. Go to markharvardcreative.com right now and click the store link to go get t-shirts, polos, bags, and hats with the Mark Harvard Podcast logo on them. You can also pick up our famous Jesus Soundwave design featuring the audio soundwave of the name Jesus. All that and so much more found at markharvardcreative.com today.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and online at markharvardcreative.com. The Mark Harvard Podcast.
Welcome back in. It is the Mark Harvard Podcast. Thanks for joining us this evening. And don't forget, you can go find us on social media. It's Facebook. We're over on Instagram. We're on Twitter. And if you could do me a favor, go to your podcast host page and give us a review. Some platforms do stars. Some platforms do actual reviews. If you could do that, that would be fantastically valuable. If you could leave a Google review or an iTunes review, Apple, podcast review, that would go so far to helping the podcast grow. So I really would appreciate that. Also, don't forget to support the people that support us here at the Mark Harvard Podcast. Excalibur Service Company, they've come out and done my quarterly maintenance, and I don't worry about whether or not my house is going to be comfortable. Seriously. I know my unit's in great shape because it was just checked out, and I know that if something ever does go wrong, I get a discount on that repair because I'm part of their annual plan. So go check it out and tell them that you heard about them here on the Mark Harvard Podcast. It's Excalibur Service Company, 205-718-8688 for all your HVAC, your electrical, and your emergency plumbing needs. That's 205-718-8688 for Excalibur Service Company. So I've often said that one of the most codependent groups in a church is the singles ministry, because so many people join this thing because all they want is to find a mate. It's not about growing and being part of, being single and being a believer. It's about, it becomes just almost like Christian Tinder almost. And I've seen it happen so many times at other churches, and it's sad to watch, actually, because these groups can be incredibly valuable and close-knit, and I've seen those, but it can also be so unhealthy, and I've seen that happen too. So I'm always weary of Christian singles, things put out for Christian singles, because it's such a fragile ecosystem. But I did come across this list over on relevantmagazine.com that made me chuckle a little bit. And as a society, we've mostly moved past the whole cringy pickup line thing, but some just won't fade away, and so many Christian pickup lines are kind of also awesome jokes. So if you're thinking about using a line on your crush, at church next week, good luck. But here are some suggestions. I've got a few. Number one, hey girl, I've got the gift of prophecy and I can see you in my future. Yeah. It's not really how God intended the gift of prophecy to be used, but you know, if someone says it to you, you should probably run. Number two, you must be made of water because Jesus turns you into fine. Yeah. Number three, hey girl, is your name Faith? Because you're evidence of things that I've hoped for. It's not the worst one on the list, unfortunately, but if you know that, if you know their name already, it really doesn't land well. So what do redeemed and justified men in Christ like to do on the weekends? Yeah, right. Number five, your middle name must be Grace because, baby, you're amazing. I actually used that joke. I wasn't hitting on someone in high school, but yeah. Anyway, that's an eye roll. No question. Number six, is it hot in here or is that just the Holy Spirit burning inside you? Once again, not the worst, but using a Nelly reference is not the way to go, guys. So I know you've accepted Jesus into your heart, but there's still room in there for me, right? The only correct response is no. No, there's not. Number eight, I've been struggling with loneliness. Would you mind meeting me to pray about it? Yeah, see what you do there. Number nine, hey, I'm Will. God's will for you. Unless your name is Will, then this doesn't work. And finally, number 10, so I was looking in the book of Numbers and realized I don't have yours. That's actually kind of funny. I mean, all these, you know, if unless you're in junior high or high school, none of these actually are really all that charming. But still, it's funny stuff. I like laughing. Christians are funny. They are. Because, and it's funny when we can laugh at each other. I mean, before he had his big scandal and fell a little bit, John Crist put out some funny stuff. And it's because, you know, he grew up as part of that structure. He sees the little bits of nonsense that are built into our church culture. And that, you know, that's, he made a whole career off that. So that's why stuff like this. I don't think any of these are serious. I also don't think any of these are actually going to work on anybody. But at the same time, it's funny stuff. Let's laugh. We might as well. I mean, you know, come on. Big week for me. Big week for me. Last week, this past Sunday, a week ago, you know, I'm recording this Sunday night. A week ago Sunday, I actually got to preach for the first time. Yeah, I know, right? I got to preach for the first time over at Clear Branch, and it went well. It went well. It was one of those things that I thought I was going to be way more nervous than I was. Really, I had this calmness over me that morning, and it was a morning that a lot of people were out of place. We had a bunch of people on vacation, and so it really was the second tier on not second tier. That's a bad way to say it, but it was a bunch of substitutes in a lot of places. The people that aren't normally doing it were out, and so, you know, I wasn't normally doing the stream because I was preaching, and so we had somebody that that's in the training stages of doing the stream, and then our worship director was out, so our associate pastor led worship and did a fantastic job, and then I got up and preached, and it was so awesome, guys. I can't describe how awesome it was. And it's not because of the attention or anything like that, but it was so awesome to be feeling like I'm doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing at that moment. You know, you ever had that? It was crazy. So I got up and I preached about being of service and about how, you know, deeds are needed in addition to faith and, you know, to be a good Christian and all that. And it was received well. I got a bunch of texts, and you know, it's always nice to see the text of, hey, you did a great job and all that. But I also had texts that say, hey, Mark, you convicted me this morning, and I've decided to do this or that. And I got a few of those, and I'm like, okay, God, that means that you actually did use me. And that's awesome. That's such an awesome feeling. So thanks to everybody that was praying over that. In the meantime, I put some stuff out on social media about it. So thanks to those of you that were actually praying about that. I'm preaching again on July the 3rd. If you want to go follow Clear Branch UMC over on Facebook or on YouTube, you can just go find them there. And you can see me on July 3rd. You can also go find the video of the scripture. I'm going to put that up on the social media pages over on over on the Facebook page for the podcast. I'll link that for you real quick. But yeah, I was excited about that, and it was so just a rewarding experience, and I'm eager for more. So thanks for everybody that covered me in prayer on that. Hey, listen up. Next week we got some cool stuff coming up. I've got to cross a couple of T's, but there's some cool things I'm working on. So stick around for more details about that. Follow on folks on social media. You can be one of the first people to know about it. In the meantime, don't forget, share with friends, post, and do all that stuff. And I will see you next week right here on the Mark Harvard Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
The Mark Harvard Podcast.